The following story about Rasmus Hansen and his boat was recorded on June 28, 2005. The speaker is Roland Burton Smith, my father. I am Roland K. Smith, his oldest son. Rasmus is my great-great-grandfather. Rasmus Hansen was born on 11th of June, 1822, in Oertsli, Otterup, Odense, Denmark. He married Anne Caspersen on 20th of April, 1854, in Denmark. According to my father's story, they immigrated to the United States in 1878. Rasmus would have been 56 years old and Anne was 43 years old when they immigrated. Rasmus and Anne had 10 children: Bodil Hansen, Dorothea Hansen, Ola Hansen, Mary Hansen, Annie Hansen, a child Hansen who died at childbirth, Hannah Hansen, Christina Hansen, Carl Christian Hansen, and Emma Hansen. Hannah Hansen, their daughter, was 9 years old when they sailed to the United States together with the Mormon Church in Utah. Hannah later married my great-grandfather, Nathan Smith. Hannah died in 1950 when I was 5.5 years old.
My grandfather's name was Rasmus Hansen, and he was quite a wealthy man, lived in Denmark, and missionaries taught him the gospel. And he decided to emigrate to the United States, and they wouldn't let him take the money to another country that he had. So he bought a boat, and he brought 12 families from Denmark. I don't remember where he landed, whether it was New York or New Orleans, but he sold the boat in the United States. My grandmother was 9 years old. Her name was Hannah Hansen. She married my grandfather. And
now, did she come over on that boat?
Yes, she was 9 years old when they immigrated. And he brought 12 families with him on this boat. They included his father and mother-in-law, who was named Caspersen. There was Andersons, Andresons, Petersons, Andersons, and Larsons, and two more families. One was Nielsen's, and the other one was Nelson. When I was a youngster, I always wondered why all those families intermarried. Well, they all came on the boat together. Anyway, most of them settled in Bear River City and in that area. And he spent his money and bought a lot and built a big home on it. And the fellow that had sold him the land sold him Union Pacific Railroad's land. And so he lost it. And in the meantime, he homesteaded then up in Cleveland, where the cemetery is. And he was the first one buried in the cemetery at Cleveland. His headstone is not too far from where my grandfather Nathan Smith's family is buried. He donated the land for the cemetery.
She died what? She was 81?
81.
So she'd have been 72 years that they'd come over.
Uh-huh.
From 1950.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in that house, be to the north.
North
of the farmhouse. And that was a house that after she died, you kind of cleaned some things out and then burned it down.
Yeah.
I'd like to have got some of that stuff that they burned. There was all the invoices from the manganese mining company, histories and so on. Hiram Nelson went and borrowed, just before she died, borrowed the ship's log. Never did return it. And she died. And my father went to ask him, still had it, and he said, oh no. He said, I took that back to her before she died.
So he had it, didn't he?
My dad figures he burned it. Because none of those people ever paid Rasmus Hansen for the trip.